So, Uriel, first off, can you just describe to me what well-being is?
Well-being is an interdisciplinary process which involves not only mental and physical health, but also economies, social processes, environmental, and many others. And we believe that it should be pursued as an interdisciplinary partnership.
That sounds a lot like you're moving beyond what you would expect a psychiatrist to know and approach somebody about.
Yeah, that's exactly the point, that we want to move beyond, first of all, beyond psychiatry, even though it starts at psychiatry, and that's also a definition. What is psychiatry and what is mental health? And you cannot distinguish between mental health and physical health in most aspects. Now, mental and physical health are very closely intertwined with economic processes. For instance, it's quite well known, and there are worldwide statistics, that poverty is associated with decreased health, mental and physical.
Is there an example here in Buffalo where you think an interdisciplinary approach from a psychiatrist could really help?
We had the statistics in, I think, 2009 or 10, that there is a very significant difference in delivery and pregnancy outcomes between inner city Buffalo and the suburbs. This is just one example, local example. Babies are born premature and smaller than others in inner city Buffalo as compared to babies in the suburbs. And this is associated with income of their families and income of their communities.
You're talking about economic and social factors being taken into consideration by psychiatrists. And I imagine when they're working with somebody, that's something that can get a little political as well if it's part of their job and that's involved with their mental health. How do you go about spreading your message that these are factors that need to be considered, not just by the public, but potentially by politicians?
One of the first issues that we are going to, or activities that we are working on now, is developing leadership among young mental health specialists, psychiatrists, social workers, psychologists, and public health experts and trainees, because the problem here, and it's not only in the United States, residents, medical students and residents in any specialty are not being trained in management and leadership skills.
So let's say in the future, a psychiatrist is taking all these things into account. What can they do now?
The issue is, and the main problem here is prevention. How you can, first of all, identify vulnerable people who might have negative reactions to stress, and how to improve and enhance their resilience when even before stress is manifested, so they will be ready for it.